Senator Bob Graham.
Peaches.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Dueling commercials. John Kerry's campaign rolling out a new commercial condemning President Bush for running what it calls a juvenile and tasteless attack ad. That ad comes just hours after the Bush campaign started airing a TV spot showing Kerry windsurfing. It says the Democrats' positions on a variety of issues shift whichever way the wind blows. The Kerry campaign says that ad is an attempt to distract voters from Iraq. Kerry's response ad notes, two Americans beheaded in Iraq this week. The president's ad, slated to run on national cable networks and in select local media markets in 17 battleground states, Kerry's campaign says their ad will run in the same markets. The White House today offered condolences to the family of Jack Hensley, the latest American hostage killed in Iraq. A spokesman says his beheading shows the true barbaric nature of the enemies we face in Iraq. Hensley kidnapped there last week along with another American also beheaded. This week, a British contractor also taken captive, and he is under the threat of beheading. The military now says two U.S. soldiers died today in northern Iraq. An Army spokesman says one soldier killed about 3 miles south of Tikrit when he stopped to examine a suspicious object, which turned out to be a bomb. And another soldier died of his wounds following an attack on a patrol in the northern town of Mosul, 125 miles north of Tikrit. Some more information today reported on how the singer once known as Cat Stevens ended up on a government no-fly watch list. The plane carrying the singer, now known as Yousef Islam, from London to Washington, was diverted to Maine yesterday when his name popped up on the watch list. He was taken off the plane, being sent back to London. According to U.S. officials, multiple intelligence sources in recent weeks indicated the singer and peace activist may have had associations with potential terrorists. Friends of the former Cat Stevens say he is a peace activist. Airlines have access to the watch list. They're supposed to screen passengers to make sure the people who are considered threats to aviation don't get on board. So it's not clear why the United Airlines personnel allowed Yousef Islam to get on the plane. U.S. military transferred 10 prisoners from Afghanistan to the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That's the first time new detainees have arrived at the naval base in 10 months. The Pentagon provided no information on the prisoners. Military officials say their potential intelligence value and threat to U.S. interests guided the decision to send them to Guantanamo. The last time new prisoners arrived in the Cuba base, late November 2003, in the time since, of course, the Supreme Court has ruled the prisoners at Guantanamo have the right to challenge their detentions in U.S. courts, and that led to some speculation the military would no longer send prisoners there, but keep them at detention facilities outside the reach of American courts. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit Shell.com.
Step up and get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today. And be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, conservative talk show host Joe Scarborough has written a right-wing political book that, according to Jim Norton, our research director, quote, did not make him vomit. How did Joe do it? What's his secret? We'll find out. Plus the always brilliant, always prescient James Fallows and the always brilliant, always prescient Naomi Klein. Wow! Thursday on the Al Franken Show.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio at 6:30, almost 7 past the hour. Thank you very much for joining us this evening for the program. The phone number here is, it's toll-free, by the way, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. I remember when life was a lot simpler and all you had was an 800 number. Now it's 888-866, whatever, it's about 9-8-7. Ours is 866-303-2270. You know, some days, I'm sure this happens to you too, the harsh reality of life under the bush hammer is just about more than I can take. You ever feel that way? It's just like, where do I live? Then there are days like today when just about all the focus, all the concern I have about the Bush crime family fades into the background, and all I care about is why my little baby daughter Molly hasn't pooped in 4 days. I guess that's just part of being a new parent. We call the pediatrician. Pediatrician said, well, you're breastfeeding. I said, well, I'm not, but Kathy is, and that's why. I guess it's not common. My other children, my adult children, they were bottle fed. And I didn't know that, a baby that's breastfed, can go 4 or 5 days without taking a poop. So, it's just part of being a new parent. Abu Ghraib atrocities, beheadings, bleak economic news, Dow took a plunge. All that stuff registers, but I just want to know how much prune juice Molly's 2-month-old tummy can tolerate so we can all rest easy tonight, It's like suddenly obsessed with poop. It's all about the poop, right, Drew Seegers? Whether it's in the Bush administration or, in this case, in my baby Molly. So if I sound a bit distracted tonight, you know why. I'm focused on poop. It's all over, every place you look, except where I need it to be, and that's in my kid's pamper. Or Huggy. What does she wear, a Huggy? A pamper swaddler? That's what she, yeah. And she's right across, right through the glass here, screaming her guts out like she does every night about 10 o'clock. She goes baby bonkers just about 10 o'clock. And Kathy will pick her up and try to produce the program while Molly screams until she finally decides, okay, I'm bored with this. It's great. I love her to death. I love her to death. What a kid. I just wish she'd poop. I guess it's forced levity. I watched tonight on local television while the family of the second American beheaded in the past 2 days tried to cope. And local television news here got us viewers up close and personal with this man's 13-year-old daughter. Not on camera. She's just talking about her, how much she loved her father, how close they were. This guy was holding 3 jobs when he took the job to go to Iraq so that he could support his family. He worked as a postal employee. He worked as a substitute school teacher. What was the third job, Kathy? I think he worked for an IT company, I think. 3 jobs. And when he made the decision to go to Iraq, his friend says, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. It's dangerous. And he said, I have to. I've got a family to support. I have bills to pay. You know, a cynic can say, look, you go to a war zone to make money from a war. You're taking your life in your hands. If you go into a situation like that as a civilian, you should know that you're taking risk. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. I'm sure that's true. But here was a man, by all accounts, he was loved in his community. He was dearly loved by his family. And I'm just talking about the man who was executed, who is from my area, this area, Metro Atlanta. The other American was beheaded the day before, and now there's a British citizen who is waiting for the same fate. And the pleas these people make. Remember the South Korean man who pled with his government, and they're ignored. They're just ignored. Nah. We're not going to give in to terrorism. The only way we'll give in to terrorism is if we can cut a deal with Iran to get weapons to attack Nicaragua. You know, this obscene lie by members of the Bush crime family that we don't do business with terrorists. We acquiesce to demands. We don't give in. It's obscene. It's filthy. You know, you don't have to go back that far. Go back 20 years. Oh, I know. That's impossible in the American collective consciousness to go back 20 years. But try. If you go back to even less than 20, 18 years, back to the time when Oliver North and John Poindexter and a whole list of thugs had no problem trading with the enemy, had no problem providing tow missiles to release hostages. Remember? Do you remember Oliver North? This disgrace to the Marine Corps, this corruption of everything decent about the United States military, Oliver North, who arranged the trading of weapons of mass destruction with the Iranians for the release of hostages and money to fund his filthy, dirty, illegal butchery in Central America. So here we are today, all these years later, and we have George Walker Bush in the White House, a man who was so cowardly he wouldn't even serve in his National Guard unit. God, I hate this. I hate this. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I just do. So that's been the major focus here in the Atlanta area. If you have a heart or a soul listening to report after report after report about how this family dealt with the execution of their husband, father, brother. I hate these people in Iraq who are doing what they are doing to civilians. I hate them. I hate them from the bottom of my soul. I hate George Bush for setting this situation up. That does not excuse the atrocities perpetrated by the other side. Is there no honor left anywhere? Does no one on this planet have any honor left? Is there no honorable behavior at all left in the entire world? Is our own administration incapable of it? Are people who are called insurgents or revolutionaries or terrorists, whatever they're called, is there no honor there? Is there no way to sit down and say, look, this has got to be worked out? Does it require the butchery of school children? Does it require blowing up buses in Tel Aviv? Does it require bombing refugee camps in the occupied territories and killing God knows how many Palestinians? Jewish school children blown to pieces, Palestinian babies that become bloody mush, Russian school children blown to pieces, Iraqi men, women, and children blown up, American soldiers thrown into the meat machine. It does no American civilians having their heads cut off. Is there no honor anywhere left in the human race? Has it gotten to that point? Has it gotten to that point? And then we have man or monkey standing in front of the UN talking about human dignity. Point it out to me, George. Point it out to me. Show me some human dignity. Show me some inside of your wretched body. Show me some inside of Ariel Sharon's wretched body. Show me some inside this, who's this crazed bastard who orders beheadings in Iraq? What's his name? Musawi. Show me some dignity there. Show me some dignity with the Chechen rebels who kill school children. Show me some dignity with Putin who orders the butchery of Chechen civilians. It just goes on and on, doesn't it? Huh? Huh? Show me the dignity of a 20-year-old Palestinian woman who laces herself with explosives and gets on a bus. Jesus. Isn't there any honor left anywhere? Is there nobody left? It becomes overwhelming. So I sometimes think to myself, okay. I'm going to get some prune juice for my two-month-old baby and see if I can make her poop.
Looking at the hands for the lines that were, and then they have a masterpiece of literature.
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab personal choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Day after day I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. That's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, we'll give you the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll. And
it's about 22 past the hour. An update here on Sue Niederer, the woman from New Jersey who tried to get herself heard at a Laura Bush rally and wound up being taken out by the Secret Service. Now the feds are examining comments attributed to Sue Niederer made in online postings in an interview. It's at counterpunch.org, and it was published online back in May. Okay, so what would you say? Would you say they are harassing this woman? Here it is, September, the first day of fall. This happened back in May. Back then, Niederer said she wanted to rip the president's head off and shoot him in the groin area. And it was published at counterpunch.org. Alexander Coburn and Jeffrey, what's his name? Their site. The comments caught the attention of a Secret Service analyst, according to the report I have here, and the comments are under review. It's a federal crime, you see, to threaten to kill the president. Niederer told the Times of Trenton for today's edition that she was upset about her son's death. Back then when she gave the interview, she insisted she didn't want to kill or shoot the president. That, you know, she's being assisted in this investigation by an ACLU lawyer, a volunteer. That's according to Deborah Jacobs, who's the executive director of the ACLU New Jersey. According to Jacobs, Niederer's comments on the website at counterpunch.org are protected by court precedent dating all the way back to a 1969 case. The Supreme Court overturned the conviction of a man who 3 years earlier had claimed at a public gathering that he would, quote, set his sights, end quote, on Lyndon Johnson, President Lyndon Johnson, if he was drafted. And the court ruled in that case that while the nation does have a valid interest in protecting the president, the statute on which the case was based must be interpreted, these are the words of the court, must be interpreted with the commands of the First Amendment clearly in mind. What is a threat must be distinguished from what is constitutionally protected speech. That's what the court said back in 69. And the ACLU rep said Sue Niederer's comments fall under or within the same parameters. Ms. Jacobs says, this woman obviously has no intention of threatening the president's life. It's obvious from her statements. It's political hyperbole. And of course, lest we forget, Sue Niederer's son, Seth Dvorin, first lieutenant, was killed in February while trying to disarm a bomb in Iraq. You wonder what's going to happen to this woman. My heart bleeds for her. Here I am worried about my two-month-old, when she's going to move her bowels, for heaven's sake. And this is a woman whose 24-year-old son was blown to pieces. Bush's war. How many more are going to die, huh? How many more Americans have to die in order to satisfy George W. Bush? A year ago today, 1 year ago today, Richard Perl, one of the top so-called Iraq advisors, Richard Perl, who never served 5 seconds in any military unit anywhere, but always wanted to see other people go die, who was an advocate of the Iraq invasion, made a prediction a year ago today. Here's what he said, quote, "The problems in Iraq are ahead of us, but we're doing better than people think, and a year from now, I'll be very surprised if there's not some grand square in Baghdad that is named after President Bush," end quote. These people are disgusting. Instead of celebrating in Bush Square that Richard Perl predicted, our troops are being attacked all over Iraq. Civilians are being beheaded. The attacks are increasing. There is city after city where the U.S. military dare not go in. And Bush stands in front of the American public and the United Nations and talks about the successes. Incredible. Incredible. You know, there's a lot of money to be made in the war business. Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney are living, breathing, walking, filthy proof of that. When it was found out a couple of months ago that Donald Rumsfeld had shares in at least 5 companies that were doing business with the Pentagon, after it was made public by a request from the Reuters news agency, then Rumsfeld immediately, like the worm that he is, immediately dumped the shares. That's according to his latest financial disclosure form, which was made public today. He had shares in Millennium Chemicals, Inc. Boy, that sounds like a good one. St. Paul Companies, Inc., Sunoco Products Company, VF Corporation, and Zebra Technologies. These are all Pentagon contractors. Department of Defense contractors. The Reuters news agency asked the Pentagon to respond to this. You know, what made him sell everything in the summer after it was made public? No answer. No answer. Now, there's no legal requirement to sell the shares. Rumsfeld didn't have to sell anything. Any companies identified as Pentagon contractors, so what? But isn't it kind of disgusting, unseemly, filthy, degenerate, that the Secretary of Defense, who is ordering troops to go die The Secretary of Defense, who guarantees that troops are going to die and civilians are going to die because of the way he runs this war against the advice of the military in the Pentagon. Isn't it filthy and unseemly and disgusting that this Secretary of Defense is making money, putting money in his pocket from companies who do business with the Department of Defense? Or is it just me?
Check. Know the code. Jeff Brook, executive director from PEER, explains.
PEER is an organization that protects public employees who are protecting our environment.
PEER helps embattled employees who are under orders to either not enforce the law or distort scientific results to the detriment of the environment.
Most of our staff are former agency employees, and they're like cancer survivors working with cancer patients.
PEER uncovers the dirt without releasing the true informant's identity.
Most of our activists are anonymous.
Aside from selling reports, they don't sell the typical cap and t-shirt.
It's boxer shorts. Say undercover activist on the butt and our logo on the leg so you can wear them safely to work.
Check out the latest news with PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, online.
PEER.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The folks from OFF zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of OFF Deep Woods. OFF Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in OFF Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob meet Becky is more like E. coli meet Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron on Thursday's Morning Sedition, Inside the Black Box. Black Box Voting, that is. Bev Harris from BlackBoxVoting.com will help us lay out the problems we still have with our elections. Plus, his book Mouse won the Pulitzer Prize. Now cartoonist Art Spiegelman is taking on 9/11. We'll have all that in our weekly Jesus Check, Rapture Watch, on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Before the hour. So Rumsfeld, clear up until this past summer, till the end of July, had shares, stakes in five companies doing business in the war business. He also had one called Community Health Systems, Inc., also identified as a Pentagon contractor. Boy, you wonder what they do, don't you? Community Health Systems Incorporated. No legal requirement to sell the shares of any of the companies identified as Pentagon contractors. Rumsfeld can own as much of this blood money as he wants. Cheney does. Cheney doesn't care. Cheney was, you know, he was the CEO of Halliburton for 6 years. This is the company that is charging the American taxpayer billions of dollars to feed American troops and rebuild Iraq, and there's no rebuilding going on, and the troops say they're not being fed. John Kerry the other day said, while Dick Cheney claims that he has gotten rid of all his financial interests in Halliburton, he's actually received $2 million in bonuses and deferred compensation since taking office in 2001. That doesn't count, does it? No, we'll talk about Dan Rather. Let's have Tweety Bird and all these freaks on cable television talk about Dan Rather. Well, Dan Rather had documents that were forged. Meanwhile, Cheney makes $2 million after lying to the American public saying, I have no interest in Halliburton. Aren't these people disgusting? I mean, it's beyond disgust. Can you imagine this going on in the Clinton administration? Huh? Yeah, no, of course you can't. Of course you can't. So here's Rumsfeld, Cheney, all of these pigs. Pearl, look at Pearl. I know Pearl's not in the government. He was. Wolfowitz, I wonder how many stakes, how many shares Wolfowitz has in these merchant of death companies, huh? Kerry said it's obvious that Halliburton is profiting from what's going on in Iraq at the expense of American troops and taxpayers. They're engaging in overcharging and waste. That's common knowledge. But MSNBC or CNN or Fox or ABC or CBS or NBC, they don't dare talk about this. They don't dare bring it up. Ah, you know, it's so last week. It's so last month. Kerry cited a report last year by the Congressional Research Service, which is an independent arm of Congress, that said federal ethics laws consider deferred compensation, like Mr. Cheney's, as retained ties to a company. That means, no, you didn't sever your ties, you liar. Cheney holds 500,000 options on Halliburton stock. And Sue Niederer's son can go die. As long as Cheney makes his money and Rumsfeld makes his. Cheney's tax returns from 2001, 2002, and 2003 show he received a total of $1,997,525 in bonuses and deferred compensation. And Cheney, being the little business whiz that he is, before he entered office in 2001, Cheney bought an insurance policy on his Halliburton compensation that would guarantee that he would receive a set amount of money each year regardless of the fortunes of the company. Now, that was because, of course, Halliburton, haven't they been sued? Haven't they been backed into one of their subsidiaries because of the asbestos cases that are being filed or have been filed? Cheney's unbelievable. These people are all unbelievable. Rumsfeld sat on the board of a company, a French company. French! John Kerry looks French. A French company that sold the nuclear generating equipment to North Korea. Cheney! Or, I'm sorry, Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld pocketed, what was it? What was it? The company that Rumsfeld, on whose board Rumsfeld sat, was it $20 million, $50 million, whatever it was double-digit millions of dollars. In the deal they cut in 94 with North Korea. but John Kerry is a waffler, a flip-flopper. And now these pissants from Swift Boat, these cockroaches, they have a new ad out now that tries to link Kerry to Jane Fonda again because Kerry went to France after he got back from Vietnam and discussed with an unofficial representative of the North Vietnamese government a way to end the slaughter in that country. And these pigs, these Swift Boat Higgs had put together another attack ad against Kerry. Oh God, if there is a unifying force in the universe, Bush will be removed from office peacefully and legally. And then the draft. Huh? Do you have any doubt, if you do, you're a moron, that after Bush, if he's able to steal the next election like he stole the previous presidential election, there will be a military draft in order to obtain more muscle and blood to go wage his filthy, putrid oil wars? Two bills are in Congress, pending in Congress, that would launch a new draft for all Americans ages 18 to 26, male and female. We're going to adopt the Israeli model here. No college exemption. Woo! What about that, huh? Of course, there will always be champagne units, right? Also, there's a bill in Congress laying out a new, get this, are you ready? Sit down, a new border agreement with Canada designed to prevent young Americans from fleeing to that country to elude or avoid the draft. Think about that for a second. Now, if the Canadian government signs this, agrees to this, I don't know, I'm not going to, I can't issue a threat to the Canadian government, for Christ's sake, I may wind up there. But I'm just saying, see what they're trying to do? Force. This is worse. They're trying to cut off avenues of escape. No college deferments. What happens if you're married? Well, too bad. Get in Bush's military. Come on. You're going to go to Iraq and die. You're going to blow up Iraqi civilians and kill people. And then you're going to be blown up. You're going to be beheaded. You're going to be eviscerated with your guts on a street in Samarra or your entrails hanging out somewhere in Fallujah. That's what you're going to do, soldier. Shut up and do it. But why am I doing that? Because this is Bush's war. But they haven't attacked us. Doesn't matter. And Iran's next. And then Syria. And then Lebanon. And then any one of the stands, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Bubulistan, whatever, that doesn't fall in line. That's why we need you, soldier. There'll be no draft when John Kerry is president. None. And the other day, Bush was in Missouri. He promised there would be no draft. He is a liar. Everything that comes out of his mouth is an absolute, total, complete lie. It's not a fabrication. It's not stretching the truth. It's a lie. It's a lie. Last Friday in Albuquerque, Kerry said Bush secretly intends a major guard, National Guard, and reserve mobilization just after the November 2nd election. Where does Kerry get the information? From his story. Kerry's a senator. He gets it from inside the Pentagon. Kerry said, quote, he won't tell us what congressional leaders are now saying, that this administration is planning yet another substantial call-up of reservists and guard units immediately after the election. Hide it from the people, then make the move, end quote. John Murtha, representative of Pennsylvania, Democrat, a Marine veteran of Vietnam, said Pentagon insiders told him of the mobilization plan. A White House spokesman ridiculed the allegation.
Oh, that's not politics.
One thing is overwhelmingly clear, right? Bush's murderous attacks on other countries is draining America of hundreds of our young people, thousands. We've already we're approaching, 1,050 dead American soldiers, 10, 20, 30,000 dead Iraqis, not soldiers, not Iraqi military, Iraqi civilians. Billions of dollars have been funneled into this filth that is Richard Pearl and Dick Cheney and George Bush and Paul Wolfowitz and Rummy and the rest of these thugs. Billions of dollars. Tens of thousands of lives. And a year ago, Bush said mission accomplished. Huh? How many people have died since Bush said? How many American soldiers? 800? 900 since Bush said that? So if you have any doubts about a draft, if the Bush crime family steals another election, please don't. The U.S. military is going to run out of National Guard and Reserve troops. because of current limits on involuntary mobilization. That's according to the GAO, Government Accountability Office. It issued a report, said the government has considered, the Bush crime family has considered changing the policy to make members of the 1.2 million strong Guard and Reserve subject to repeated involuntary mobilization so long as no single mobilization exceeds 24 consecutive months. Can you believe that? They can send you away for 24 months, let you come home for a week. If you're still alive, they can send you back. The last time this happened was World War II, when people went into the military, quote, for the duration, end quote. As of August 1st, almost 50,000 members of the Guard and the Reserve are serving in Iraq, about a third of all of our Guard and Reserve forces. Now, when George Bush went into the Texas Air National Guard, that was what you got in the National Guard to avoid a shooting war. God, I hate these people. The GAO said in a cover letter to the report, quote, the Department of Defense cannot currently meet its global commitments without sizable participation from its National Guard and Reserve members. Since September 11th, 2003, a year ago, more than 335,000 Guard and Reserves have been involuntarily mobilized for active duty. 234,000 from the Army alone. So that Bush and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Cheney, cowards all, draft dodgers all, can continue to play their soldier games with other people's blood, other people's family, other people's hearts and souls, other people's guts and arms and legs and eyes. God, I hate these people.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab. You get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Ten minutes before the hour. Now, how much stress is all this putting on military families, not military families, civilian families who have family members in the Guard or the Reserve? Quite a bit. There's a story that was in the Washington Post on Sunday about 650 soldiers from a battalion of the South Carolina National Guard that is stationed right now at Fort Dix, New Jersey. They were scheduled to depart Sunday for a year or more in Iraq, and they have spent their off-duty hours lately under a disciplinary lockdown in their barracks. This has been going on for the past 2 weeks. Think about that for a second, huh? A lockdown, like they were in prison. According to the Post, the trouble began Labor Day weekend when 13 members of the 1st Battalion, 178th Field Artillery Regiment, went AWOL. They wanted to see their families again before shipping out. Now, these are National Guard. These are not regular Army. These are not people who said, okay, I'm going to go be a warrior. These are people who say, hey, you know, I want to work in the National Guard. When there's floods and stuff in South Carolina, I'll help out. If the country's attacked, I'll kill the first bastard that steps a foot on my soil. But I don't want to go to Iraq. Then there was an ugly confrontation between members of the battalion's Alpha and Charlie companies that threatened to turn into a brawl involving about 40 soldiers, required the MPs to intervene. That prompted a barracks inspection of uncovered alcohol. So the soldiers, the National Guardsmen, were ordered to their rooms, barred from stepping outside even for a smoke. Now, doesn't this reflect some of the stress and strain confronting Guard and Reserve soldiers who are being asked to fight Bush's war 7,000 miles away from home? And some of these people, these are not all young people. Some of these people are in their 40s. According to the Post, this unit was put on an accelerated training schedule. You know what that means. That means you're going to get half-assed training. You're not going to get the training necessary to operate your weapons or to protect yourself. They were on an accelerated training schedule. In addition, they gave the soldiers about 36 hours of leave over the past 2 months to say goodbye to their families. And some of these people are saying goodbye permanently. This is it. Last time you'll see me, I'm going to go die now for George Bush. My intestines are going to be on some dusty road in Fallujah. So goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, wife. Goodbye, husband. Goodbye, son and daughter. My guts need to be on the ground in Iraq. In order to bring this particular unit up to being fully staffed, scores of soldiers were pulled in from different guard outfits, some voluntarily, some on orders. What is it about a guard unit or reserve unit that makes it cohesive? The fact that these people know each other, they work together, they go train together, they spend years together. That's not what is going on here. According to the Post, as members of the unit look toward their tour in Iraq, some say they were angry, reluctant to go, or both. Many more are bone-tired. Some of them fear that the unit lacks strong cohesion. What holds a group together in combat? That. Is it here? No. One PFC, Josh Garman, who in civilian life works in a National Guard recruiting office, said, quote, our morale isn't high enough for us to be away for 18 months. I think a lot of guys will break down in Iraq. End quote. And he didn't volunteer. Asked if he's happy that he volunteered for the deployment, Garman said, negative. No, I didn't volunteer. One specialist who's 31 years old, a construction worker from near Greenville, South Carolina, who's now going to Iraq to kill and die, said, quote, there's a federal prison at Fort Dix, and a lot of us feel the people in there have more rights than we do. This is Bush's America. Do you have children? Do you have 16, 17, 18-year-olds? Guess what's going to happen? And the fact that we have crossed the 1,000 killed threshold last month of our people, not to mention the Iraqis, that's part of the stress heard in some of the soldiers' comments at this particular on this particular base. Here's a guy, a specialist, 40 years old, a steel worker from Sherrall, South Carolina. He said, quote, I think before we deploy, we should be allowed to go home and see our families for 5 days because some of us might not come back. And this is being ordered by leaders of the United States government who deliberately, consciously did everything they could that their families could do for them to help them avoid combat when it was their chance to go leave their entrails on a dusty road somewhere in South Vietnam or Cambodia or Laos. These orders are being put together by people, politicians, civilians, who specifically did not want to leave their arms or a leg or half their skull in the jungles outside Khe Sanh or Chu Lai or any other godforsaken place in Vietnam. And Bush is leading in the polls of women? Women who produce, who nurture babies, who carry a fetus for 9 months until it becomes a human being and then loves it and then is supposed to, 18 years later, turn it over to somebody like George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, to go die for what? Now, I know we've picked up a lot of new stations lately, and any of you conservatives, any of you Republicans who want to call me now and tell me you would willingly donate your son or your daughter to go die for George Bush, oh, geez, call in. Our call screener will bump you up to the head of the line. I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say that your child is worth dying for George Bush, or George Bush is worth the sacrifice of your son or your daughter. Come on, let me hear you say it. You don't mind sending other people's children to go die. How about yours, Sparky? Any of you want to take me up on that offer? A phone call, 866-303-2270. Come on, just one of you lurkers, just one of you Republicans, please call me and tell me that your baby, your child, deserves to die for George Bush, and you want it to happen. You want your baby to go over there and kill Iraqis and then wind up with bone fragments all over the streets of Iraq. Call me and tell me, okay? We got a break here. And our call screener, Linda, will put you at the head of the line when you call in, okay? And then we'll talk as soon as we come back. 866-303-2270. That's the number. I want to hear just one of you right-wing Republican Bush-backing parents tell me that your son and your daughter is willing, you're willing to put them, to let them go die for George Bush. Call me. My name's Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Inside your flashlight, right behind the halogen bulb, is something familiar, a battery. And while it may not be the biggest decision of your day, consider this. When the Rocky Mountain Rescue Group dropped themselves into a dark cave, they trust Duracell. So whether it's illuminating a late-night rescue or finding your own way in the dark, it just has to work. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Questions about the draft. At a town hall meeting in West Palm Beach, Florida today, a question was asked about the possibility that the military draft could be reinstated if President Bush is reelected. John Kerry said, "Is it possible? I can't tell you." The issue came up when Kerry was talking about the president's handling of the war in Iraq. The war, coupled with other trouble spots in the world, has put a big strain on the U.S. military, of course, as well as the reserves and the National Guard. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and other officials have been asked many times about whether they think a draft would be necessary, and they've said they think it's neither necessary nor desirable. Campaign Reform Part 2, sponsors of the nation's campaign finance law, introduced legislation today that they say would end the millions being spent by outside groups in the presidential race. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, one of the sponsors, says it's unlikely, though, Congress will act in the remaining days of the session, 6 weeks before the election, but he's hopeful about getting it done next year. The sponsors, McCain, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, Christopher Shays of Connecticut, Marty Meade of Massachusetts, said the bill would require all groups to register with the IRS as partisan political organizations, accept only limited donations from individuals, and disclose their donations and spending to the Federal Election Commission. Their 2002 campaign reform law also broadly banned the use of that soft money by others in presidential and congressional elections, but a lot of it's being spent this year anyway. If you happen to be in a homeless shelter, that sleeping woman nearby just might be a vice presidential candidate. Green Party vice presidential candidate Pat LaMarche spending a night in shelters around the country as part of a 14-night left-out tour to try to draw attention to homelessness, the working poor, and citizens without health insurance. She said she's surprised by the number of families staying at the shelter, including one woman who was a military reservist but was discharged for medical reasons, and now she's homeless. Those in poverty, she says, have a higher enlistment rate. Bush's twins aren't in boot camp because they come from a privileged life. Military offers an opportunity most people don't have. A Washington-based group called the Free Muslim Coalition Against Terrorism urging Muslims today to publicly denounce violence like the beheading of hostages in Iraq. The group said Al-Qaeda and other terror groups must be shown they don't have broad support in the U.S. Islamic community. Bruce Springsteen says, enough with partisan politics and fear factor. The boss says, let's focus on the facts. In an interview for the October 14th issue of Rolling Stone magazine coming up, Springsteen offered harsh words for the Bush administration on Iraq. He says, the fact the administration refused to allow photographs of flag-draped coffins, the president hasn't shown up for military funerals, but the young people who gave their lives for his policies, quote, is disgraceful. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for, Shell.
just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the flower gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. They say that red wine every day is good for your heart, but if you don't want to drink red wine, try Welch's 100% grape juice instead. That same delicious grape juice you grew up with can help keep your heart healthy, because Welch's is made from deep, dark Concord grapes that contain powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine. And Welch's has no added sugar, is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. So raise a glass of Welch's 100% grape juice every day and drink to your health.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up. Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Randy Rhodes.
And it's funny when you talk to a genuine conservative with whom I disagree on any number of social issues. We all feel that Bush has invented a new political party that has not yet been named, that doesn't represent people, that operates in secret, that feels free to lie to the Senate, feels free to lie to the House over large issues like war and peace. This president is neither Republican nor conservative, and nobody feels comfortable with it.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. I haven't heard from Linda as to whether or not... wait a minute. Kathy in New York City, a conservative mother would enlist. Okay, let's talk with Kathy in New York City. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So go ahead.
I have a 16-year-old son. And if he wanted to go in the service, I would not stop him. I wouldn't force him, but I wouldn't stop him. My husband served in Vietnam, and he was one who got spit on when he came back to this country. My father served in World War II. I had uncles in World War II. I'm not afraid.
Do you see it? It's not a matter of fear, I don't think, Kathy. Do you see any difference between your father's service in World War II and sending your sons to die for George Bush?
No.
None at all?
No.
Why are we fighting in Iraq?
Because Iraq is a terrorist-led nation, or they were. Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. I don't care if we never find one there.
He
transferred them to Iran or Syria or wherever he transferred them.
And let me ask you something. As you go along here, Kathy, are you saying that nobody in the Bush administration or our intelligence community was able to find that they were transferred to Iran or Syria or Disney World or wherever you think they were sent?
I don't know. I know they saw a lot of semi semi-tractor trailers going into Syria right before the war started.
Who saw that?
Reported on the news.
What news? Even Bush's advisors say they weren't transferred anywhere. You must listen to Fox News Channel, right?
No, I heard that on one of the major stations.
Yeah, Fox News Channel.
No, it's two CBS.
Do you remember when George Bush said there's no connection between Saddam Hussein and the attack on this country? Do you remember that?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay, well, hold on.
Maybe he said it wasn't.
No, hold on, hold on. I'm going to play it for you. If you hear George Bush say it, will you believe it?
He might have said it, but I don't believe it anyway.
You don't believe him?
No.
You're crazy, aren't you?
I'm not crazy.
You must be.
That's your only comeback. I'm crazy.
Well, no. I mean, here you are telling me that George Bush says there are weapons of mass destruction.
Right,
I'm saying if you hear it out of his own mouth that there aren't any, there's no connection, would you believe it? And you say no. Apparently you don't believe anybody.
Right,
you don't even believe Bush.
You don't think there's a money connection there?
A money connection?
Yeah, a big financial connection.
Oh, well, sure. Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and George Bush and Pappy Bush are all getting wealthy blood of your sons. Now, listen up, Kathy.
Listen, Kathy,
very closely.
Now, we've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
Now, does that mean anything to you?
No evidence. It doesn't mean he said they...
Oh, my God. Lady, I'm through with you. Goodbye. Adios. You're sick. You're out of your mind. You would send your children to go die for a liar. Incredible. That's a mother? No, that had to be a joke, right? That was some 19-year-old who heard me issue the challenge, and she just called. It has to be. Because no mother, no real mother, could talk like that. That's impossible. Okay, it was a joke. I should have known that somebody would call in pretending to be a mother of soon-to-be draftable sons. Now, if it's not a joke, all I can say is this. Thank God that's not my mother. Wow. Wow. That's incredible. Mike is calling from New Jersey. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I think wow would be a good word to sum up that lady's call. What in the world has happened to people in this country? How is this man leading in polls? I mean, we have a president here who has done absolutely nothing right. Nothing. Not one thing can I put my finger on has he done right. I mean, before I even get to my point about Iraq, just thanks to Air America Radio for finally just, I mean, for shedding some light on this, because, I mean, before you guys, you know, have ABC and these stations that are just all conservative, and it's just...
Oh, I know.
So, and it's crazy, Mike, and I'm a 22-year-old college student right now, and like you were saying, if Bush does get reelected, which, God help us if he does, but if he does, and, you know, I get a letter in the mail, or I get somebody come knocking at my door saying, you know, you're going off to fight George Bush's war, I will give him the letter back and say, you know what? Bring us back to George Bush and tell him, no, I will go wherever I have to go not to die for this man. Because, Mike, there's no reason. What is the logic of us leaving Afghanistan, letting Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden get stronger to fight Iraq? There was no terrorists in Iraq before we got there. Now there are a lot of terrorists. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely. But there's no oil in Afghanistan. There's oil in Iraq, and the Bush crime family is run by oil people. They are murderers. They don't care how many people die. They will own the oil.
You know, and people might say, well, this Mike Moy, he's just a crazy liberal saying these things. But you're absolutely right, because what is the logic other than that for going to Iraq? You know, Saddam Hussein, don't get me wrong, bad guy, did terrible things to his people, but...
But he's in jail now, so it's time for us to come home.
He's in jail, and there over 1,000 of our people have died over there. For what? It just boggles my mind. I can't get over how the feeling of people in this country, you know, it's just...
We've done it before, what I'm about to suggest. We did it to Salvador Allende. We've done it to God knows how many leaders around the planet that we didn't like. Why don't we send what they call somebody who... Send, what's his name? Richard Armitage. Armitage during He's Assistant Secretary of State or Deputy Secretary, I don't know, he's second command in the State Department, believe it or not. Armitage, during the Vietnam era, Armitage was part of a CIA hit squad. He was involved in what were referred to as wet operations. That means he worked on assassinations. He would cut the throats or put the bullet in the back of the brain. So why not send Armitage over there, go into Saddam's cell, put a bullet in the back of his head, and then we can all go home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what we've been told now, ever since this Bush crime family took power, that the biggest threat to the world since Adolf Hitler was Saddam? Okay, we got him locked up. We torture now. We assassinate now. We always have, but I mean, it's out there in the public. So why not send Richard Armitage in and just put a bullet up Saddam Hussein's nostril, his right nostril? It'll go right into the frontal lobes of his brain, and he'll be dead before he hits the floor.
Right. I mean, and also, like you mentioned in your earlier segment, what happened to, you know, Mr. Bush flying out to the aircraft in his little flight suit and proclaiming mission accomplished? What happened to that? Can I have some kind of accountability from him? Anything?
No.
I mean, something. I mean, no, this administration, there is not anybody willing to take any ounce of accountability for anything that has gone wrong. That it just amazes me.
I know. I know.
You know. And you know, people say, well, John Kerry is a flip-flopper. You know what? I wish George Bush would be a flip-flopper and actually think about things and, you know, be willing to change his mind after gathering facts.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second. I've got, you're 22?
Yes.
And you're in New Jersey?
Yes, sir.
I have another 22-year-old in New Jersey named James who just enlisted in the Army.
Okay.
Let me get James on. I'll call you James 2. James 2 in New Jersey who just enlisted. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Let me just ask you a couple of things before, and then maybe you and Mike can chat for a minute. You enlisted in the Army. Why did you enlist? I guess you mean regular Army, right?
Yeah. Right after, it was soon after Pat Tillman died. Okay, and then right around, I'd say 3 weeks to a month later, I saw the Nick Berg video. And then I decided that, you know, I mean, if a guy like Pat Tillman is willing to give up everything to go and fight for his country, why shouldn't I? I mean, I'm a college student. I'm not finished. I'm not going to be finished for a couple of years. But
Pat Tillman's dead.
Yeah.
You know Nick Berg. Do you know who killed Nick Berg?
Zarqawi.
How do you know that? I thought Nick Berg was killed in Afghanistan.
Nick Berg was beheaded in Iraq.
Are we talking? Who are we talking?
No,
well, wait
no,
a minute.
No,
Excuse me. I'm referring to the Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter. All right,
yeah,
James.
No,
James, hold on. James, hold on. And Mike, if you'll hold on, I'll come back to both of you. In just a second. This is Air America Radio.
Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. Smoke RX has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, Smoke RX starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. and Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right, I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog, like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
I have said repeatedly, we are in a dangerous phase of this war. And as we learned, we lost life. But nevertheless, it is worth it, and it is necessary.
Past the hour. Well, James, the guy who claimed he was an enlistee, hung up. So back to Mike in New Jersey. What I had in mind, Mike, obviously, was for you, since
right.
You guys are the same age,
mm-hmm.
for you to talk with Mike. But he bugged out. I don't know. Is he a coward? Could he not stand talking to another person his age? Was he afraid of me? Was he a liar? I have no idea.
I think part of the problem, Mike, I mean, and listen, I'm not, you know, James is a braver man than I am for enlisting to fight for George Bush, that's for sure. Maybe he's dumber than I am, too. But I think that's also a problem with conservatives is they can't handle anybody else's point of view. I mean, at least as crazy as that woman was that called you earlier about, you know.
The mother?
The mother. As crazy as she was, at least you let her talk and. You know, even if you listen to, I don't want to sing on anybody, but hey, why the hell not? I mean, listen to like a guy like Sean Hannity. I mean, you mm-hmm. call him and you try to get a word in, and he turns your mic down. I mean, you know, the guy. Maybe he's a nice father and a good, but he's not a professional. I mean, you don't do that. I mean, let people talk. Let them air their feelings. There's nothing wrong with airing your feelings. And hey, if my, you know, people I know don't share the same feelings that I do, but. You know, it's what I believe in. You know, what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Well, we tried. Mike, thanks for checking in. I appreciate what you had to say. Take care, okay?
Yeah, you too. And keep up the good work. And like I said, thanks to Air America Radio. You guys are great. And, hope you get on more, I know it's increasing as time goes by. And
It's happening. It's happening. Air America is really pulling out the stops. They're getting us all over the country. Thanks, Mike. Randy is calling from Kingman, Arizona. Randy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing this evening?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Listen, the first thing I want to do is thank you very much for your show. I think you're an outstanding American citizen, and you got cojones, my friend.
Well, that's kind of you to say that, but the real reason you called in is to tell us
about my kids.
Your kids. Bless your heart. I have kids. I love to talk about kids. Talk to us.
The love of my life, two of them.
Yeah,
I got one that's going to be 18 in March, mm-hmm. and the older one is 19.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got I'll give you a brief history of our family. We've got, on my mother's side, we've had service from the Civil War,
mm-hmm.
World War One, World War Two. You know, I don't know what motivated each generation to do what they did. I can't say it was all noble. I know that I enlisted in the Marine Corps, and it wasn't because, I wanted to save the world. It was because I didn't have a job.
So, yeah, that's acceptable. At certain times in U.S. history, it's acceptable to join because one is looking for education or a skill. That's how so many of the recruiters present it anyway.
Yeah.
They tell you, come on, join the Marine Corps and you can be on you can do rap music.
That's
join
right.
the Marine Corps and we'll teach you how to be a photographer.
That's
they
right.
don't tell you, join the Marine Corps and we'll teach you how to gut shoot somebody so that their intestines spill out all over the road and will intimidate other bad guys who happen to be looking. They don't tell you that until they get you in basic and then they tell you.
Yeah, when they're pumping you up. Well, we have a family member that's on the memorial, you know, the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he wasn't drafted because he was a casualty in 68. I don't think I'm pretty sure the draft started in 69.
No. He probably was conscripted. I was called in 65.
Oh, wow.
Went and took my physical at Jacksonville Naval Air Station, qualified for military service, and then they decided that since I was married and had two kids, they reclassified me 3A. But I was another chunk of meat ready to go to Vietnam. I don't know if I would have gone, but the draft was running and running strong in 65. Trust me on that one, pal.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can't say whether he volunteered or was drafted. He didn't last 6 months,
mm-hmm.
you know, before he was a casualty on the ground, as it's, you know, posted on the web.
Yeah.
But my whole point is I'm not going to give him my kids. I'm just not going.
Good
to.
For you. Good for you.
We're, you know, I don't know how the flight's going to go. I don't think we're going to do the flight thing. I don't know what we're going to do. But I'm not giving them my kids.
No, and you're to be respected. That is truly in the spirit of American courage to not give up a family member to somebody who is obviously insane, who has no reason for being for taking this country into a war. And I'll bet you that if an invading army attacked this country, you and I and your two sons and my son would be on the front lines fighting to defend this nation.
You know that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'd have grandmas pulling the dusty old shotguns right out of the closet.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I respect your decision. I hope your sons understand that there's no glory in fighting a civilian population that simply wants you out of their country. There's no glory there, none.
Well, there's a whole history that a lot of people don't understand about the United States. And, you know, if I can, you know, I'll just go through briefly that in World War II, we firebombed, you know, there was like in one day we killed 85,000
sure.
people in Tokyo. These were not combatants. These were old people, women, children. We just melted them.
We did it in Europe, too. We did it in Germany. We firebombed the cities deliberately and specifically to destroy the morale. Dresden comes to mind immediately.
Yes, that's another one. Right, and the nuclear weaponry. There's only one country on the planet that's ever used it, and that this country.
Hey, let me put you on hold. I normally don't hold people over, but let me put you on hold, Randy. I'll come back and we'll chat for another minute or two on the other side of this break, okay?
Much.
All right. We'll put him on hold. We'll come back. You're listening to Air America Radio, specifically the Mike Malloy program. Stay with us. And it drives me to hell of a brain. They're gonna kill your son.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One Services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The Majority Report.
All right, let's get back to the important stuff. The dessert I had was bread pudding.
Was there raisins in the bread pudding, or was it warmed?
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Yeah. Was there like a hard sauce on that?
Hard sauce?
It's like a different. It's like a cross.
Like a creamy sauce.
Yeah, but there's like a crisp to it.
Yeah, I guess. This is like, we are now borderline probably one of the worst segments that we've ever had.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
27 before the hour. Let's go back to Randy in Kingman, Arizona. Randy, go ahead. I'll give you another minute or so here. Thanks for holding on.
Mr. Malloy, thanks for having me on tonight.
Sure.
I was talking about, you know, how I guess it's basically how we developed doctrines for conducting war. After World War II, a lot of people were pretty disgusted with, you know, within our own government, they were pretty unhappy with the way we, I mean, you know, let's just say we bombed Nagasaki and Hiroshima. What was there? You know, naval yards, army barracks. What was there? Civilians. So in Vietnam, supposedly we're conducting ourselves with these new doctrines that say, look, when, you know, you don't blow civilians up. And I think that that is kind of forgotten, you know.
Well, in Vietnam, we may have had that policy beginning, but then we had free fire zones and we had the Tiger Division, and civilians were as killable as people who were in uniform. Of course, most people didn't wear a uniform.
Right.
They just wanted us the hell out of their country, and they were willing to die. Just like the Iraqis are willing to die to get us out. And,
yeah.
and we, you know, you can't, you don't get the same kind of visceral response from an invader that you get from someone who's defending, for whatever reason, his or her homeland. It can't be the same. It's impossible to be the same.
Right.
If somebody came to this country and tried to take over this country, I would be willing to die to defend my children, my wife, my society, my country. But I will no more go to some godforsaken third world country or second world or first world country and start killing people. I'm the invader. I'm like a virus.
That's the
murderer. I'm the killer. I am there to kill them, and I won't do that. I will not do it.
Well, and not only do you kill them, but you tell them it's for their own good.
Yeah, die, because, you know, 70,000 of you need to die so that we can install American-style democracy, which has become a joke in your country, and it's awful. Randy, I have to move.
Can I make one statement?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a lot of conservatives in my family, and what I tell them is, you go in that voting booth, you pull the handle for Bush, you pull the trigger.
That's it.
You have to accept the responsibility for the dead.
That's it.
It's yours. You own it.
I hear you.
Well, thanks again.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
I'll keep listening.
All right. I appreciate your call. Let me see here. I want to go to Wiley in Tennessee. Wiley, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Hey, listen. Before we go on with your call, you know, I completely understand that at least one of the draft resolutions introduced in Congress was by Charlie Rangel, a Democrat from New York, and one of the reasons was, I think what Rangel was trying to say is, if we're going to send people off to die, let's make sure that that we are proportionate to the population. Let's make sure that if black folk are 11% of the population, they're 11% of the military. If Latino folk are 9% of the population, they're 9% of the military. If white people are 80% of the population, they're 80% of the military. You know, let's just draft, and let's keep it cool, and you know, so I understand that George Bush has not proposed legislation, but George Bush is the one who by executive order, I guess he can't by executive order. It has to be an act of Congress. So I just wanted to get that said. Go ahead, Wiley.
Hey, Mike, I'm calling you from a local Democratic Party headquarters in Tennessee, where I'm working the late night shift like I have been for over a month. And I want to tell you about my kid. I got a 21-year-old son. He's a senior in college. He's made it all the way through on nothing but scholarship. His major is Oriental Studies. He just got back from spending the summer in China. He went over for 6 weeks with a school project and arranged to stay late, and spent the rest of the summer bumming around China by himself.
Wow, that's great.
His M.O., because as soon as he got out of high school, the first thing he did was buy a round trip to Europe and a Eurail pass. This kid, I knew I could die and go to heaven right before last Christmas when he calls me and he says, Dad, I'm sorry I can't come to be with you this Christmas, because I'm going to Iowa to knock on doors for Howard Dean.
Wow.
Okay? He's got his second music CD out. Right now what he's doing, he's carrying 23 credit hours. He's working his job at school radio station where he's a local correspondent for Pacifica.
Wow, this is
you, for a play.
You got quite the kid here, Wiley.
It opens in a week and a half. He's applying for a fellowship, and he's going to play for his senior project. Okay? This kid is not going to Iraq.
Amen, amen, amen.
Which brings me to why what I'm doing here till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning every night at this little small town Democratic headquarters in Columbia, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running a reprint service. I listened to Air America since the second day of broadcast and got really, really pressurized. And then when you came in on the air, you kicked me in the butt. I showed up down here to volunteer. There's two old retirees that are great old Yellow Dog Democrats, but are not computer literate at all.
Right, right.
And then I noticed that there's a hot rod computer with a broadband connection and a high-volume laser printer in here, and nobody's on it.
Wow.
So what started is me going online to get some unfiltered news so they could have some talking points has turned into a major production. I'm surfing the net, all the Democratic blogs and websites, finding the best articles I can find, reprinting them, putting them out.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought 25,000 sheets of paper in the last month. I've got about 1,500 sheets left in the box over here, and I'm going to have to go get more. And I got about 30 stacks of reprints out. None of them are over an inch high. So I figure conservatively, I've had 20,000 sheets of paper go out of here the last month. And
what kind of reaction, Wiley, are you getting from your community?
Good. I'm hoping that a lot of these things are, getting further circulated, copies made, given to friends. I'm doing what I can, man.
Have you been threatened yet? Has the pastor of your church told you to shape up or ship out? Have your neighbors said you're a communist? Has anybody slashed your tires?
Mike, when I was 12 years old, there was an old optometrist at a bookstore here. Looking back, I figure he was a wobbly. He turned me on to Vonnegut and Kerouac when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
2 years later, Stephen Gaskin of the Farm Commune showed up and bought 1,200 acres.
I know Stephen Gaskin, yeah.
Yeah.
The farm is still, I understand the farm is still there.
It's still there. I have a lot of friends down there. I've got my second son and my ex-wife are both buried in the cemetery there.
I'll be darned.
I went west, ended up reading poetry at the Salamandra in Berkeley right after Gil Scott Heron.
Mm-hmm.
Wound up in Boulder, Colorado, where I worked as in the Carnival Cafe Collective around the corner from Naropa, where Ginsberg and Burroughs.
Oh, yeah, Naropa Institute. Oh, my God, Wiley, you ought to have your own damn program. You're the most interesting. You made me feel. You know what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking, God, Malloy, do you have an empty life?
I invited Timothy Leary to lunch. He showed up, and I spent a three-hour lunch with Tim Leary back in about 76, 77.
All right, come on.
What happened. I had a kid about the same time Reagan came to power. I had disposable diapers to buy, movie food,
right,
and the economy just went to hell.
Right.
So I put my nose to the grindstone and laid carpet for 27 years.
Oh, my God.
And the Clinton years, I thought he was doing pretty good, considering how bad he was being persecuted, so I didn't really do anything.
Right.
But when Air America came on, I got active again.
Well, Wiley, bless your heart. Let me tell you something right now, pal. You got to use that computer. Write a book. Get it published, and every single talk show host on Air America Radio Network will put you on and promote your book. I've got to move on.
The most important thing you could do for me is fax me something with Air America on it that I could put up here to tell people about it, because there's so much content on the Air America homepage that I can no longer print it out. I just don't have a cache that big.
I'll try my damnedest, Wiley. Thanks for checking in, pal. Boy, talk about somebody who's lived a life. I'd like to have done just what his kid has done. But I did spend a lot of time with Leary in 1982. In Boulder. Well, in Boulder, University of College, the On the Road Conference. Any of you listeners out there, were you at that? The Jack Kerouac On the Road 25th anniversary? Everybody was there. Every single beat that was still alive was there, plus a lot of people from what was happening in culture in 82. Time it was, and what a time it was, huh? Lowell is calling from Tampa. Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Is your Tampa correspondent again?
And, yes, sir.
And 2 points. All right, I've got a godson named Brandon who will be 12 in November.
Uh-huh.
And this kid, along with my 14-year-old goddaughter, they're terrified of Bush because they're afraid that he's going to end up drafting them, and that's what's scaring them the most.
That's the healthiest emotional state someone can have about Bush, who's 12 years old. Terror. Because Bush will, if Bush had his way, your godson is just another chunk of meat to throw into the grinder. And this guy's not a boogeyman. He's not a monster in the closet. George W. Bush is a real live breathing human who has the power of life and death over every single human being on this planet.
With the exception of his daughters, of course, who will be safe and sound and what have you. And here is my 12-year-old godson, absolutely cries himself to sleep, at least what I got from his adopted mother, because he's afraid. He's afraid of this guy. I don't blame him. I mean, I'd be scared, too, if I were 12 years old. And this is a very bright kid. He sees what's going on.
Lowell, I'll give you another minute, but I have to take a break here. Let me put you on hold and come right back. All right? We have an open line, I believe. 866-303-2270 is the number. Jump in here and join us if you are so inclined. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Do is use me, oh, girl. To all that you've missed. Oh, is that so gonna spread the news? Man, it feels isn't good and used. Oh, you just keep running. Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
My name is Julia Butterfly Hill, and I'm an activist. With everything that's going on in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It is time to reclaim what it means to be an American and what it means to be patriotic. Use your mind, your money, your voice, and your vote. Even the smallest action changes the world. For more information, go to www.activismispatriotism.org.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Niecy was born in Brownfield, Texas in 1971. Tall and lean, young Niecy would put on makeup, dress up in a skirt, sweater, and sneakers, and do cheers as her brothers played basketball outside the house. By the time Niecy reached high school, she realized that she wanted to participate in sports rather than continue to cheer from the sidelines. When Niecy entered Texas Tech University in the early 90s, she had grown to a remarkable 6-foot stature and had developed into a basketball superstar. And in 1996, she won the gold medal as a member of the United States Olympic team. Voted most valuable player by the Women's National Basketball Association and the first woman to ever have her name attached to a commercial basketball shoe, Cheryl Niecy Swoops plays world-class basketball today for the Houston Comets.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Did Bush say bring them on when it was time for him to go kill and perhaps die in Vietnam? Did he say bring it on then, or did he say where can I hide, Daddy, please help me? All right, back to Lowell in Tampa. Lowell, go ahead, I'll give you another minute here.
He probably said, Daddy, I'm scared, help me, please, anyway. But, yeah, like I said, my 12-year-old godson, he's very scared. In fact, told me this a couple of nights ago. He prays, hope and prays that John Kerry gets elected, and... you know, so there will be no draft or whatever. This is a very bright 12-year-old kid.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but one of the things that you touched on earlier, in fact, first thing you said about there's no civility in politics and what have you.
Right.
Going back to that one. Basically, that's also true in the news because, get this, my best friend heard something at 4:30 this morning on WFLA that's owned by Clear Channel here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a newscaster named Al Lamb that said this, quote, "A very hoarse John Kerry was campaigning in Central Florida this afternoon. With any luck, he'll go mute," unquote.
Yeah, that's great. That's a newscaster. Some of the networks, some of the networks are they don't even make any pretense of being anything other than shills for the Bush crime family. That's the point that news now as far as commentary. You can say anything you want, but somebody who is supposed to be a newscaster.
Yeah, this is an actual newscaster.
Yeah.
This doesn't surprise me. I mean, this particular Clear Channel station plays Rush at noon, followed by some guy named Schnitzel at 3, and then Phil Henry at 6, and then before that one, Beck. I mean,
yeah.
But still.
That's a pretty miserable lineup, isn't it?
To say the least.
Hey, Lowell, I got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in, and our best to your godson.
Thank you.
All right, sir, and take care. Take care. Nestor is calling from New York City. Do I have this right, Nestor? You're an Army recruiter?
That's correct.
Okay, talk to us.
Well, it's very simple. I've invested 14 years of my life into the Army, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's an investment in myself and my family. When I joined the Army, Bush was not even anything that was conceivable in my mind.
Right.
Now I have this guy who's killed thousands of my brothers and sisters for nothing, okay?
Okay.
The guy is a psycho. He needs to be run out of office. There's a lot of people that feel like me about this person, okay?
In the military?
What's the problem? We're talking about the draft here. Do you know what kind of person will be drafted? Do you have any idea the quality of people that are going to be drafted?
I know that in the volunteer army, it appears that they are more educated, or at least that was the trend during the 8 years of Clinton. I don't know what it is right now.
You're correct. They are more educated. Out of every 19, out of every 100 people that I meet and talk to, one might be eligible, and that one person might decide to do it. So what we're going to do is, with this draft, is bring in the dope dealers and the people with no motivation, the slackers, the ones that are going to bring my army down, and I guarantee you the rise in casualties will be astronomical because they just won't care.
What's the solution?
We need to vote Kerry in. I'm not saying, like you, I'm not saying I agree with everything, but he's not a psychopath. You understand? He's not a psychopath. The guy we have in office now is a straight psychopath. He's ruining my life. And you know how many people have died from my unit, my old unit, before I came out here to recruit?
I do not.
12.
12.
12 of my friends, 12 of my comrades are dead. One that I knew personally here in recruiting in New York City. You understand?
These are casualties all that happened in Iraq?
That's correct. But you see, we're only talking about Iraq. What about Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
It's more than 1,000. We need to understand that we're only talking about Iraq right now, but what about Afghanistan? You know, we're losing people everywhere.
How do you... Let me ask you something straight up, Nestor.
Sure.
Your job is to... unless the people that come to you are just absolute walk-ons who come in and say, look, I really want to be in the Army.
Okay.
Part of your job, and you know this, is to sell people on joining Bush's military. How do you do it?
I believe in it.
Bush's military or just the military?
Army.
No, I'm sorry, we're talking over each other. You believe in military tradition, not necessarily Bush's military.
Exactly. I believe in the institution that is the armed services. Okay.
Okay.
From the onset, from the very beginning of this nation, we were there.
Right.
From the Minutemen to you know, Revolutionary War to, I mean, I don't know if you agree with Vietnam. I certainly don't, but we were there.
No, I did not.
Okay. I wasn't around at that time. I believe it was fruitless and when wasteful lives and money and you know, but the point is, I believe in the Army.
What do you think of your real boss, Donald Rumsfeld?
Well, I mean, psychos tend to hang out together.
Yow. Yow.
I mean, should I change? I've invested a long time.
Yes, you have.
My family, we're invested.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? Can I turn my back? There's a tank out there right now in Afghanistan, and mm-hmm. a tank right now in Iraq with 3 people on it. They are degraded 25%. If I don't do my job, they can't fight effectively and save their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to recruit because I owe it to those guys in that tank. You feel me?
I hear you. Yeah,
There's a foxhole somewhere who is better served with having 5 guys as opposed to 3 guys. And if I don't get them in, and if they keep getting whacked by our inability to use the right policy against these insurgents and get ourselves out of there, I'm failing my people. I'm failing my guys. I am stuck like you've never seen anybody stuck before.
Yeah, you are. You are in a hard place. What do you think is needed to bring this Iraq thing to an end?
Something we should have had going in, an exit strategy. A in-your-face, concrete, you know, if we follow these steps, if we get this support, if we... create the trust that we need to allow us to exit while saving face, we need to execute that policy. But
right.
We don't have it. We've never had it.
Since we know...
And when you get there, thumb up your butt doing 360s. That's all we've done.
Since we know, listen, I want to hold you over, too. There's just a couple other things I want to ask you. Do you mind holding?
No, I don't mind at all.
All right. Well, I'll come back after this break, Nestor, because there's a couple things I want to ask you, and you're being very straight with me. I want to be straight with you, and we'll talk about it when we come back, just for another couple of minutes, okay? All right. Quick break here. We'll be back. This is the Molloy Program on Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today and be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Two more hostages have been killed in Iraq. A terrorist group posted a message on an Islamist website claiming that it had killed two female Italian hostages. The two had worked on projects helping Iraqi children. Meanwhile, a British hostage made a tearful plea for his life. Kenneth Bigley appealed to British Prime Minister Tony Blair to give in to the terrorists' demands. The group threatening to kill Bigley has already beheaded two American hostages, including Jack Hensley, whose death was confirmed on Wednesday. President Bush campaigned late Wednesday in Arnold Palmer's hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. The golfing legend was among those on the stage with the president during the rally at a local airport.
Call upon your friends and neighbors to exercise their responsibility. And when you're out registering people to vote, tell them that if they want this to be a safer, stronger, better America, to put me and Dick Cheney back in office.
Pennsylvania is considered one of the main battleground states in the fall election, and experts say get-out-the-vote efforts could determine the election's outcome. Bush narrowly lost Pennsylvania to Al Gore in the 2000 election. Health care was the focus of a town hall meeting in West Palm Beach, Florida, hosted by Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. In front of an audience filled with senior citizens, Kerry outlined his proposals for health care reform and detailed his plan to transition American forces out of Iraq. Two Iraqi delegates on a nationwide tour are in Sacramento, California. The women met with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to share their stories. Zainab Al-Zoukaj is the executive director of the American Islamic Congress. She says many Iraqis' lives have changed for the better, and an American presence is needed in the region until the situation is stabilized. She also says what Americans see on TV about the war is not the whole story.
We never hear about the rest of the country. Everyone is, and many other provinces in the country, is much more stable. And people going to work, kids going to schools, economy is doing very well. And that was not what used to be during Saddam's time.
And the Iraqi women say the economy is improving and the average person can afford things they couldn't afford before, like refrigerators and cars. Hurricane Jeanne is continuing its southwestern track across the Atlantic. Forecasters expect the storm to veer to the west, taking it in the direction of the USA.
I've been smiling lately.
He might not be on the peace train, but the folk singer, what's known as Cat Stevens and now known as Yousef Islam, is on his way back to Great Britain. That's because U.S. security officials said his activities could be linked to terrorism. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, conservative talk show host Joe Scarborough has written a right-wing political book that, according to Jim Norton, our research director, quote, did not make him vomit. How did Joe do it? What's his secret? We'll find out. Plus the always brilliant, always prescient James Fallows and the always brilliant, always prescient Naomi Klein. Wow! Thursday on the Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio Network. I'm Mike Malloy. We are talking with Nestor in New York City, who's an Army recruiter. And Nestor is talent like it is here. I just wanted to ask you a couple more things. Talking about it, you mentioned exit strategy, Nestor.
Mm-hmm.
Given the fact that the reasons for going in were all lies.
Exactly.
Now, once we got in and captured Saddam, wouldn't the exit strategy now just be to turn around and walk out? I mean, we've lost 1,050 American soldiers and Marines.
Again, remember, you're only talking about Iraq.
There's well, now...
We fought the Al-Qaeda people also.
I can understand, I can listen to, let me put it this way, I can listen to an argument that says... we should have gone into Afghanistan to go after the cells of Al-Qaeda. If, in fact, Al-Qaeda was the organization that engineered the attacks on this country, I'm not so sure. I do know that 15 of the 19 bombers that came here are from Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis are business partners of the Bush. But I will listen to an argument that says there was justifiable cause to at least send in teams of Rangers or people who can work quietly into Afghanistan and check out whether or not Bush was lying about that, too. But Iraq, that had nothing whatsoever to do. So that's why I separate the two. You understand what I'm saying there?
I hear you.
So in Iraq, since every reason that was given to justify this war turned out to be a lie, and the one possibly, although I don't completely agree with this, the one possibly valid reason for going, and that was to get rid of Saddam, has been that is a mission that has been accomplished. He is in custody. He should be sent to a war crimes tribunal like Milosevic is in The Hague. Send him to the Netherlands. And let's us get the hell out of there. Why do we not see that as an exit policy?
Because,
and just leave.
Because you're not in charge. And because I'm
yeah.
in charge.
Yeah, that's
the guy
true.
Who's in charge, no matter how long he gets, will stay the course. The whole world can burn around him. He's going to stay the course.
Give me a sense, without exaggerating, give me a sense of your friends in, and I'm not talking about recruits, I'm talking about regular Army people who have been around as long as you have, or maybe longer, or maybe not quite as long, who may or may not have seen combat, but they are regular Army, they joined for whatever reason they joined. Give me just a sense of what your friends and associates feel about, A, the war, B, Bush.
Okay, well, see, that's kind of like a tricky question because I have not had contact with my people, okay?
All right.
I will tell you the guys that I meet day-to-day coming back, they know they're there to do a job, okay? They're getting paid to do a job. We're not mercenaries. We're accountants, and we're, you know, radiologists, and we're pharmacists, and we're infantry, and we're artillery people. I'm not privy to what they're thinking, but I'll tell you how I feel, how the guys that I associate with feel. We know, we see the evidence. We've heard, you know, the right wing, the left wing, the conservatives, the liberals, and I got to tell you, it doesn't make any sense to us, okay?
Mm.
We want out. We want our people back. We want this secure environment that we had that's becoming less secure as opposed to more secure no matter how much we do, no matter how much we intervene, no matter how many bullets we send downrange, no matter how many missiles, it doesn't make any sense. And so what we feel is utter frustration because we've got to get people in boots. We've got to get them down there. They need us. The guys there need us to do our job, but at the same time, I dread the day that I get a phone call or a knock on my door saying, hey, somebody you put in the Army got whacked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to handle that. I do not know.
Well, you've certainly given me a different perspective here tonight, Nestor, on this whole thing from your position. Respect for military tradition, a desire to have your people, as you put them, protected and covered by backup in Iraq, and yet also feeling, if I'm hearing you right, that we should get the hell out.
Yes.
That's an interesting, it is complex. It is hard. I don't know how you maintain. But good luck, pal, and thank you for calling tonight. I deeply appreciate what you had to say.
If I could just say one more thing.
Sure.
Anyone who's within the sound of my voice, understand this. We've always needed a military.
But I hear that.
Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, there are things that we do that allow the average person to sleep at night in relative comfort. Okay?
No argument for me on that one, pal.
However, when we are abused, when we are misused, we lose our credibility. Okay?
I hear you.
We are looked down upon, and it's wrong.
I hear you.
So we get, no matter who is right and who is wrong, we end up taking the blame. We end up paying the ultimate price.
I hear that. Loud and clear. Thanks, Nestor.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, sir. Hope to hear from Nestor again. Yow. Talk about a man working under pressure, huh? I think I've mentioned it before, the respect that I feel, my wife feels, my family feels for military tradition. Like Nestor said, we've always had a military. And as long as human beings are constituted the way they're constituted, we're always going to need a military. It's the misuse of the military that is so heartbreaking. It is the disrespect for the traditions. It is the lack of effective and honorable command and control. And anybody who served in combat, and I have not, will tell you that you have people who are in command positions who have as much honor as a snake. A lot of soldiers took that task on during Vietnam, and these captains and lieutenants and people who did not respect what was happening wound up fragged, wound up with their intestines hanging out on the floor inside the tent. But I can I hope you all were able to hear Nestor as clearly as I was. The traditions of the military are what they are. And to have people like Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld disrespect these traditions and misuse the military to the extent that they have, it's vile. It's a crime. Peter is calling from Port Chester, New York. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hey.
So nice to have Air America on the radio. It's like a fresh air in the desert.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Or water in the desert, I guess, is the...
Either one.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I was calling because I just wanted to make sure we were really clear that it's great that liberal talk radio is always fact-based, and I find that the conservatives tend to make up stuff all the time, as we know. So I was driving earlier, and I heard you talking about the legislation for the draft, and I just wanted to... I went home and sort of checked it out because I have a daughter who's a high school senior. And it matters, and it matters that we all, those of us who are liberals and Democrats, have facts to defend our position and to talk to people who are being fed lies. So I went online to see what I could learn about the legislation you were talking about, and what I learned was that both the Democratic and the House resolutions are being sponsored by, I mean, both the House and Senate resolutions are being sponsored by Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that as responsible liberals, we need not to call this completely a Bush idea that the draft gets reinstated.
Okay, a couple of points. First of all, at no time have I said, because I'm not a stupid man, that Bush introduces legislation. A president never introduces legislation. It is Bush's war. It is Bush's misuse of the military that has brought about what appears to be an upcoming need for more bodies.
Absolutely.
I've got a break here. Let me come back to you because I want to answer this. I think I have to break here. Oh, okay. I guess I don't have to break here for another 30 seconds. My bad.
And I think it's true that Rangel, even calling for the draft, called for it because he knew that Bush was going to send us to war.
Right. And if anybody, Rangel is what, a Korean, decorated Korean veteran.
He's a responsible American looking for a military service option that is not discriminatory to poor people in African America.
There you go. So if we have an administration that's going to corrupt our reputation, corrupt our military, send our people to die and to kill for lies and deceptions and hat tricks, then all of us need to understand. You know, Bush keeps telling us we're at war, and he's a war president. 99.9% of Americans have no idea. This is something that's on the news. They don't understand.
It's also true.
That we have hundreds of men and women dying in Iraq. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back now because I got to take this break, Peter. We'll be back in a moment. Air America Radio is where you're where you're tuned. I'm Mike Malloy.
My bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lulldepine Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, blah, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
We are redefining war on our terms.
Yeah, well, that's good, since you were a coward when you could have defined war with your blood. Back to Peter in Port Chester, New York. You know, Peter, Bush's mishandling of U.S. foreign policy and his willingness to send other people to kill and die is why a draft may be necessary. I don't know if you heard the call right before yours, Nestor, the Army recruiter.
Yeah,
the Army recruiter, who doesn't want the draft for his reasons are probably valid. He said you'll get the, you know, you get the gangbangers, you get the druggies, you get the people who couldn't find their ass with both hands. You train them to go kill and arm them, send them into a battle. When they come back, they turn into Timothy McVeigh.
Well, that's kind of always been a problem. I have a very good friend who's a commander in the Naval Reserve,
mm-hmm.
And what he says is that right now the military is paper thin. Paper thin.
Yeah.
Especially in the, what we would call middle management in the civilian world, those officers who are not top brass. That everybody who can get out is getting out, mm-hmm. that all the career people who are remotely eligible to retire are just walking away.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second, because, again, referring to the caller, Nestor, and my own experience in this, you know, the military has traditions. The military has some black eyes over its history. Yes, it has. It has had some psychopaths in command positions. It's had some psychopathic grunts. It's had its Lieutenant Callies and its Captain Medinas. But it's also had Colonel David Hackworths, and it's had people who have treated the military like the institution it is, a necessary institution, as long as human beings are going to wage war on each other and kill each other and try to blow up each other's homes. And I can understand and appreciate why people who may have been in for 20, 25, 30, or 15 years, like Nestor, who chose this as a career track, who are now saying, no, this I can't deal with. I can understand that.
Right. Did you hear the story out of North Carolina? And I heard it on another Air America show and haven't been able to substantiate it yet, that there's a Army, I think it may be a National Guard unit in North Carolina, that is saying to people, re-enlist, people who are coming out, saying, re-up or we'll send you to Iraq.
Yeah, I had that story earlier this week. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm hoping to get it to it. They're being threatened
right.
to be sent to
re-up. They probably send them to Iraq anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's vile. It's just disgusting. Peter, I got to move on. Thank
all
you,
right,
pal.
Nice to talk to you.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, you all know this from listening to this program, whether it's only since I've been with Air America or previously. I have deep respect for the United States military. I also I'm not a fool. I understand that military has been misused many times. Individual acts of heroism, in so many instances, have been balanced with individual acts that could only be called atrocities. We have given and we have got in that area, in that arena. I'm a liberal with a gun, a bunch of them. I'm a liberal that supports the military, as long as it's not misused the way the Bush crime family misused it, the way the Reagan crime family misused it, the way Pappy Bush misused it, and yes, the way, to a certain extent, Bill Clinton misused it. But as long as we are of a species that decides it's periodically expected or needed to attack each other and kill each other, I think we and a certain species of army ants are the only ones who deliberately and consciously plan organized slaughter that we refer to as war. And it can only get worse. You know it's going to happen. As resources on this planet diminish, unless technology, that's the only hope, unless technology can stay abreast, as population increases, and I realize it's going to peak and it's going to level off about 2050 or 2060, I understand that, damn, I won't be here to see it. But things can only get worse as long as, you know, we've got all these nukes, we have psychopaths that run, probably 80% of the countries on this planet are run by madmen. But as long as we are part of a species that says it is logical to go kill each other and blow up each other's homes and families and cities and to destroy each other and to blow off each other's arms and legs, as long as we are part of the species like that, as long as we have not evolved beyond that, yes, you are damned right. We need to have the Army and the Navy and the Marine Corps and the Air Force and the Coast Guard and the rest of them. Yeah. Yeah. So like Nestor was explaining, the dichotomy that he deals with, that's mine. I wish I lived where a military was not necessary, but as long as it is necessary, I think the record of the United States military overall, all things in balance, is pretty damn good. That's enough about that from me. Van is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Van, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. It's always such a pleasure listening to you. Listening to Air America, I really enjoy the programming throughout the day.
That's great. We all appreciate it.
Well, I was listening to you earlier, and I just had to call in about you know, what mother would, you know, hand their child up to be slaughtered for no reason, really.
Right.
And I have only one son, and old enough, he's an adult, actually. But he falls within the category of being drafted, and I've been talking to him. He's, of course, he's going to vote. This is the first year he's going to vote. He registered and all that. But I've been talking to him about leaving this country because, you know, it's just insane. And I listened to that lady that called in, and she said she has a 16-year-old, that she wouldn't mind if he went in the army to go fight for a war that is illegal, really. And I said to myself, there is no way. Maybe this kid is giving her problems or something, but there is no way. I love my son like I would give my heart. If my son needed a heart to live, I would give him my heart.
Oh, I hear you. Van, hold on. Again, I'm all screwed up tonight. I keep holding people over breaks. So I apologize, but I got to do it again. Hold on. I'll come back to you in just a minute. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Got my long government letters, my time to go. When I got to the army, found the same old Jim Crow. Uncle Sam says, two camps for black and white. But when trouble starts, we'll all be...
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Listen, Thunder. America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Unfiltered.
On the next Unfiltered. Iraq blocks the vote. Will elections in our newest, bestest ally be fair? Or Florida on the Euphrates? Is Prime Minister Alawi just another bogus Bush ballot buster? Plus, women in Iraq. Are these sisters doing it for themselves? Decisions, decisions. On Unfiltered, only on Air America Radio.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Twenty-seven before the hour, we're talking with Van in Fort Lauderdale, a mother of a son who, if push comes to shove, will counsel her son to leave the country rather than go fight for George W. Bush, if I'm understanding you right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to that lady talk, and even though it came out, the words came out of his mouth, and he said it several times, but he's so... you know, skilled at saying Iraq and 9/11 always in the same sentence that people automatically attaches it to it. And I listened to her giving these excuses for him, and I said to myself, that's a woman with a battered woman syndrome. And I think that's what America is suffering from, the ones that's supporting this guy.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, it's because I listen to these things, and everything that he's promised, he has not been able to fulfill or has not fulfilled. And even with the taxes, he went up and he said this out of his own mouth, that most of the tax cut would be toward middle income and lower income people. And when the figures came out, it was the upper, you know, the upper class that got it.
Sure.
And, you know, I listened to his speech. I made myself listen to it when he made it at the convention. And all I kept hearing him say, we are going to do this, we're going to do that. He hasn't said that anything that they really have accomplished in the 4 years. This is, we cannot afford to have a president have a trial run, a four-year trial run.
And then have another four to utterly and totally sink the United States.
You know, I have a saying with my friends. I said, we're in the gutter. If we put him in for another 4 years, we're going to be in the sewer, and we're all going to be eating you know what. But, you know, the other thing that I keep hearing them say is that this is a different kind of war.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to myself, well, if it's a different kind of war, well, we have to fight it differently. We cannot go bombing people and creating more enemies. We have to use more brain power and more special forces. That's what we need. We do not need to keep sending troops over there and bombing the daylights out of innocent people. And this is what Kerry is suggesting. He said if he gets in, he wants to beef up the special forces. These are guys who can become part, you know, infiltrate some of these people, which is very difficult. But we have to try and get in there so that we can figure out what they're going to do before they do it. And we need brain power. We don't need bomb power. The bomb power is there to say, look, this is our big stick and we're going to use it if we need to. It's not to keep banging people over the head, because it's not going to gain us any friends.
I hear you. Van, thanks. I appreciate your comments. You have a nice evening. You know, like Van, I've heard the monkey say, what, 10,000 times since he preemptively attacked a country that had absolutely nothing to do with anything. I've heard him say over and over again that this is a different kind of war. Oh, yeah? How is that? How is this war different from the war in Southeast Asia? How is this war different from our attacking Panama? How is it different from our sending troops, unarmed troops, into Lebanon? How is it different from... pick one. How is it different? What makes this war different? Is it because, excuse me, there's no front lines? There are no front lines in the wars I just mentioned. Is it because... we're up against a popular insurgency. That's what we're up against in Vietnam. That's what we're up against in Lebanon when Reagan sent 238 Marines to their deaths. At least George Herbert Bush understood that if we would, after incinerating 200,000 fleeing Iraqis, he called off the troops. Because even somebody as corrupt and vile and filthy as George Herbert Bush understood that you get involved in urban warfare, guerrilla warfare, unless you are willing to bomb and kill the entire city, all of the population. When you invade a country for no reason and the country responds by what is called urban or guerrilla warfare or insurgency or whatever you want to call it, you are not going to win. You, the military power, you are going to be defeated unless you are willing to kill everyone. Because most people, when their homes are invaded, will resist. Somehow, some way, will resist, even when their army flees, even when their leaders are jailed, even when their leaders are dead, they will still resist. Animals do it. Insects do it. Human beings do it. You cannot win this kind of war unless you are willing to kill everyone. Different kind of war, huh? I don't know how often you all go to Bart Cop's website, bartcop.com, but you should go there every day. During the break, I was looking at today's posting, and he's got an email here from Marion in Missouri, and the subject is Dan Rather was made Bush's scapegoat, and Marion in Missouri wrote, "What Rather did still does not erase the fact that Bush did not fulfill his duties to the National Guard. And it doesn't suddenly make Bush a decent human being because Dan Rather apologized. Bush is the one who should apologize for taking us into this bloody, unprovoked war by his lying." Marion in Missouri. And then Bart writes back, "Marion, I agree. Why doesn't somebody just ask Bush, so why didn't you take the physical? The only one with courage," Bart Cop writes, "is Helen Thomas, and they won't call on her anymore. And the entire balance of the Washington press whores do as Bush tells them." Yeah, absolutely. Why doesn't Wolf Blitzer, why doesn't somebody submit a question? Why won't one of the questioners, these whores that are going to be handling the debate between so-called debate between Bush and Kerry, why won't one of these newsmen or women or whatever the hell they are, when it's their turn, why don't they say, "Mr. Bush, here's a question for you. Why didn't you show up to take your physical in 1972? They will not, because we do not have a press corps in this country. We have cheesy, crappy little TV stars who have carved out their little niches. They will not ask the question." But Barcott's right. Why doesn't somebody just say, "So, why didn't you take the physical, George?" Yeah, okay, let's elaborate. Dan Rather is scum. And the people providing the documents are scummy scum. And everything's rotten, and you're a great American. Now, here's the question, Mr. Bush. Why didn't you take your physical? Why did you disobey an order? Now, see, if you ask Scott McClellan that, the spokesweasel for Bush, he will say, Scott McClellan will say, "The president got an honorable discharge. He fulfilled all of his military duties." That's another lie. Bush has already been caught in the lie. He said, "I did everything they asked me to do and met my requirements and was honorably discharged." That is a lie. That is a lie. What about the medical exam, which is documented as skipped? That's not up for question. What about the drills that he didn't show up for? That's not question. That's not Dan Rather. That's Department of Defense. That's in the record. That's something they forgot to expunge, to purge, to burn, to corrupt, to throw down the memory hole. "I did everything they asked me to do and met my requirements." That is a lie. That is a documented lie. Okay? Hey, Wolf. Hey, Candy. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tim Russert. Hey, any of you media whores, can any of you ask the obvious question? Why didn't you take the physical? Can any of you say, Mr. Bush, Mr. President, sir, may I lick your boots? Okay, I've licked your boots. Now, may I ask you, sir, how dare you say you did everything they asked me to do and met your requirements when you know it's a lie, when America knows it's a lie, even the evangelical crazy, crazy people, even the right-wing religious freaks know it's a lie. But do you think anybody, Wolf Blitzer, Candy Crowley, Tom Brokaw, Tim Russert, Bob Schieffer, do you think any of these people will ask that question? No, they will not. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? We know what it means, don't we? All right, John is calling from Houston, Texas. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. I've been listening to your program about the draft, and, you know, and do you remember the columnist Mike Royko?
Oh, sure, absolutely. He was one of my favorites. I happened to live in Chicago while he was still alive.
Yeah, and he had a article that was published on the 4th of December, 1990, during the first Poppy Bush War, and he said he would like to put some new rules out for the draft, and I'll just give you a couple of them.
Okay.
He said the first group should be the draft age sons, daughters, nieces, nephews of the Bush administration.
Right.
The next group should be the sons, daughters, nieces, and nephews of the members of Congress who were Bush's cheerleaders. And the next, of the top executives of any American corporations that sold Iraq, any of the military gadgetry and hardware. And then the offspring of the chief executives of the Fortune 500 companies and the top 100,000 wealthiest families. And on top of that, children like those of mine that were sons of daughters of veterans should be exempt from the next war. And I thought those were pretty good rules.
Royko.
Nope.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't seem to hear anybody talking what seems to be a pretty good set of rules.
Sure. Royko was, in his time, was a lot like Mark Twain in his time. When Twain was not writing fiction, when Twain was writing political commentary, when Twain was writing about American imperialism during the Spanish-American War, when Twain was writing about the atrocities that we, our commanders, ordered our troops to commit in the Philippines, he wrote in a way that Royko and Twain, to me, even though they were a century apart, reminded me of each other. Royko was just one of the finest human beings. In addition to being a great writer, I miss being able to read his stuff. I just desperately miss it. Hey, John, thank you, sir. Thanks for bringing Royko up. He was just one hell of a man. Thanks, John.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. Keep it up.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The folks from off
zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.C. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob meet Becky is more like E. coli meet Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Before the hour, as always, program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened your calls. Ben Birch at White Rose Society archives the program. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, and she who must be obeyed, Catherine Bay, is our executive producer. Where are we? Didn't we have somebody on hold? I don't remember. John is calling from Milwaukee. John, welcome to the program.
Doing, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Listen, I am for the draft, and let me tell you why. Do you believe? Well, first of all, I'm 58 years old. I'm the same age as both Presidents Clinton and Bush.
Uh huh.
And I was subject to the same situation that they were. I was an unsuccessful draft dodger, and. After 5 deferments, I was drafted and was given an all-expense-paid trip to Southeast Asia.
Uh-huh.
But do you believe that we would be involved in this adventure in Iraq if we had a draft? I don't. I think that having a draft would subject this sort of thing to much more public debate, and the fact that we had a draft in Vietnam had a lot of influence on the final withdrawal.
Yeah, no, I get your point, and I think your point is Charlie Rangel's point,
sure.
the congressman from New York. Exactly. There is no debate going on right now, except this garbage that's spewed out of the alphabet soup cable news networks. There's no debate going on. If every a parent in this country who had a 17 or 18-year-old boy or girl had to deal with the fact that their son or daughter might be thrown into this meat grinder that was set up by Bush, you damn right there'd be debate. Even the Christian evangelicals, who just would love to see all the Muslims butchered, would get in on the debate. Even the conservative members of Congress who have sons and daughters would get in on the debate. Even Bush might be a little bit hesitant if he knew that his 22-year-old daughter stood a chance of being drafted and sent off into the military. So you're absolutely right.
There's one other thing, though. From my experience having been a draftee in Vietnam, is I believe that since we now have what is a professional army, and essentially, you know, I know this will offend a lot of people, but mercenaries, you know, we were built on the basis of a citizen military.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a mitigating effect of people who are not bound to the military system. They offer a certain level of judgment, I think, that, you know, you're not so gung-ho. I mean, I actually believe, you know, that my having been involved had some sort of a mitigating effect on the effects of that war on the people of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a little bit more reluctant. I mean, I did my job. In fact, you know, I won some decorations for doing my job. But mm-hmm. the fact is, I was less likely to go off on some of the adventures that people were prone to do and to not recognize. In fact, also, I was a little bit older than most of them because, you know, I was 24 by the time I got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think draftees, in general, being reluctant soldiers, have a little bit more of a moderating effect on things.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, sure.
But I think, you know, I think if we had a draft, we wouldn't be where we are today. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for checking in, John. I appreciate it. Chad is calling from New Jersey. Chad, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I guess I'm a little bummed or whatever, but, you know, first I want to say thank you for doing your show. I love it. It's fantastic. This is the first show that I've ever really been able to sit through and listen to the whole thing, man. I love it.
Well, thanks. It's very kind of you to say that.
Mike, I guess I wanted to touch on the point you were talking about earlier. I found out that about 3 weeks ago, my brother, who was a reservist, and he was in the regular army for about 6 years, and he got out, and while he was in the military, he was working at the Pentagon. He got out and joined the reserves about 6 months before September 11th happened, and he was working in the finance division, which was the area of the Pentagon that was struck.
Uh-huh.
So he dodged that bullet, but it was you know, it affected him quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself was working right across from the Trade Center at the time that it happened. So, you know, both of us were touched by
sure.
September 11th in that way.
Sure.
Well, now he's gone on to a different profession as a reservist, and he's gone into school, into a professional school. He's been called out. He's going to be sent to Iraq. And, you know, now I find out that last week one of my good buddies from college just died over in Iraq. He was a tank commander. And, you know, it makes me wonder, what do these people want for us to support their administration? I mean, how can we possibly do it with all this death and destruction going on around us?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. And does it take all this, does it take this type of impact on everybody and to understand what's going on with the administration? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the argument that's been made this evening, I think, for the draft. Americans don't understand that we have, apparently, that I don't know, I don't believe Americans understand that we have young men and not so young men, and a few young women and not so young women, who are dying in a war zone, who are killing in a war zone. I mean, bombs and jet planes and strafing and RPGs and bullets and guns and hand grenades and, you know, this is happening. And nobody knows it. This is worse in Vietnam. In Vietnam, for like 4 years, we were able to pretend that, you know, we were sending 300,000 soldiers over to Southeast Asia. But there was no war. That was Lyndon Johnson's guns and butter thing. And then Dick Nixon's guns and butter. And I hate that term. But here we are. We have 150,000, 160,000 soldiers deployed in two war zones. And nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows about it. I drive down the street. I'm not thinking about, I wonder how our troops are doing tonight. I wonder what's going on. I wonder how many people were killed today. You know what I'm thinking about? Let me get through that traffic light before it turns red again. Hey, listen, I got to go. We got to go. Thanks, Chad. We're out of time. All right,
thanks for taking my call, Mike.
I appreciate it. Ah. God, I hope my two-month-old daughter poops tonight. I swear to God I do. Thanks for participating, no matter how you did it. I appreciate it. This is the Air America Radio Network. Write it down. My name's Mike Malloy. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Two more hostages have been killed in Iraq. A terrorist group posted a message on an Islamist website claiming that it had killed two female Italian hostages. The two had worked on projects helping Iraqi children. Meanwhile, a British hostage made a tearful plea for his life. Kenneth Bigley appealed to British Prime Minister Tony Blair to give in to the terrorists' demands. The group threatening to kill Bigley has already beheaded two American hostages, including Jack Hensley, whose death was confirmed on Wednesday. President Bush campaigned late Wednesday in Arnold Palmer's hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. The golfing legend was among those on the stage with the president during the rally at a local airport.
Call upon your friends and neighbors to exercise their responsibility. And when you're out registering people to vote, tell them that if they want this to be a safer, stronger, better America, to put me and Dick Cheney back in office.
Pennsylvania is considered one of the main battleground states in the fall election, and experts say get-out-the-vote efforts could determine the election's outcome. Bush narrowly lost Pennsylvania to Al Gore in the 2000 election. Health care was the focus of a town hall meeting in West Palm Beach, Florida, hosted by Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. In front of an audience filled with senior citizens, Kerry outlined his proposals for health care reform and